Hiya, pals! Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Paris Show. Here's your hosts, Lucy, Chris, and Hugh!
Gosh!
And now, Disneyland Paris News! Build the wall!
It's a final scream down.
Let go, let go.
Okay.
Can I just say, we've just
lost 10 listeners through
this. I did two very passable Trump impersonations before the show, and I said it won't be good when we do the actual show, and it wasn't.
Can I ask Lucy to just do the Trump voice?
Build the wall.
Listeners, that wasn't Lucy.
The biggest, most beautiful wall.
See, that's better than the Nicolas Cage, isn't it?
She's now got two impersonations in her repertoire.
Has Trump been in any Disney films?
Well, I mean, he's on the Disney Channel, isn't he, if you consider he's in...
They cut him. Did they?
Yeah.
Nah. There you go.
Have they cut him out of Home Alone?
They did. I don't know if they put him back in, though.
Mm. I was in Home Alone 2. It was the best. Some say it was the best part of all. The best scene.
Very good.
What? What is that?
Do you know what? Have you heard him lately?
He
does that a lot. He goes, I was in Home Alone. I was in Home Alone. This might be triggering some people.
I know. I'm going to say, we do all this. We're a non-political show. We do this entirely without judgment. This is a merely judgment on someone's accent and voice. Mm-hmm. That is all.
I've noticed, by the way, you might see that I'm sitting sideways today. The reason I'm sitting sideways is because every time I listen back to this, I realise that I keep moving about all over the place, and then you lose my voice because I go over here or I go over here. So today I'm trying to sit facing these two so I don't keep losing my voice all the time.
That'll make a huge difference to the listeners of the podcast.
It will.
As opposed to the viewers. Right, should we see who's in the chat? Before we do, can I just do a thing?
You're very lucky because I nearly pressed the button there.
Okay. I'm just going to see if I can manifest. I've got very cold feet. I suffer with my feet. They turn white. And I'm going to see if I can manifest a small family member to come and give me my slippers, my pink bunny slippers. I'm manifesting now.
You said that like right. Bloom. Give me my slippers, my pink bunny slippers.
Slippers. Right, okay. Let's see who's in the chat.
Who are they?
Bonnie's not in the chat because she's just run upstairs.
Yes, please. I forgot what I'm supposed to say.
Do it again.
So
do
say
again.
Yes, please. All aboard, please. Today in the chat, we have Emily, who was first in the chat. And Emily says this. Evening, all. I've been catching up on lives recently, but really enjoyed hoping. Hoping to join you all tonight.
Do you mean she's been catching up on the lives, and as in not watching them all live?
Yeah.
So she's really hoping to catch it live today.
Mm-hmm. Well, she did,
and she did.
Did we ever get a trip report from the negative stay at DLH?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm really interested to hear people's experiences.
We have an empty list of trip reports at the moment, so if you just got back from DLP. Get them in.
There was someone I'm terrible with names. I'm so sorry. There was someone in the chat a couple of weeks ago who had a terrible stay, but they did kind of give us a highlighted version.
Yes.
On the chat, didn't they?
I imagine that Mercedes on Chat Disney's done her trip report because they stayed there. And she did hint that not all was well.
Do you know what, actually? Speaking of not having trip reports, she did send me some stuff, so I'll have a look through that. Whilst we're doing other things, I might have something to report. But yes, I would go and check out Chat Disney and have a look at her report. Yes. Listen to.
I've not listened for a handful of weeks, so I need to check back in. So stay tuned, Emily. Joey says, "Hey everyone, currently doing a Dumbo-inspired diamond art." This is the diamond art. It's not one of these granny squares because when you rotate that, it is like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. I imagine it's one of those other things that you do. Anyway, Joey's doing that whilst watching the live-action version of The Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
It's double Disney. As I wait for the show, can't wait to catch up on all the news.
News.
Yeah, that's not how he typed it, but news. John says, "Hey, gang, 8 days till DLP.
What?
Eight.
Oh, that's man. Getting exciting. I hope you started packing. That's pack o'clock to me.
Pack o'clock. Andrew says
6 days to packing.
Andrew says, hey there, happy 200th show.
Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
200?
We're 200 old.
I know. I messaged the other two earlier today and just said where we were before Once Upon a Time. And we used to do a thing called Attraction of the Month?
Yeah.
when we first started, because we only did monthly shows, we used to just do Attraction of the Month, which was like a jingle. And then Hugh would say, it's a small world, and then we play the jingle again, and that was it. Really strange thing to do.
Yeah, well, it's actually because we used to do it on another show where we did Patron of the Month.
We did, yeah, yeah.
And then we just there'd be like this big overblown jingle. It was really funny. And then I'd be like, Patron of the Month, and then I'd just go, Barbara Swanson, and then the jingle would come back in. Anyway. So, but also speaking of birthdays, we're going to have to get the birthday jingle ready, Chris, because it's Cheryl's birthday and offers up the age, which you don't always get. 44 years young, been to York and played Harry Potter golf and had a lovely... What? Lucy's like, what?
Those are two of my favourite things. Miniature golf.
And York.
And Harry Potter. Oh, and York. I love York. That's three of my favourite things.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was discounting the golf aspect.
Can we do that? Oh, no, we can't do that on my birthday because we're going to Disney World.
I'll tell you what, I'll go and
what
do that
a humble brag.
Okay.
How convenient. So Cheryl's happy because then gets to finish the day off with those guys.
Nice. Well, happy birthday, Cheryl. And here's the jingle, except the jingle isn't here because...
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when we had a bro show and...
An accidental bro show.
It was someone's birthday. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't press it. I haven't then gone and fed it into the thing since. So...
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Cheryl. I prefer it when we do it live.
I quite like doing the live stream, I have to say.
I think the birthday E appreciates the effort as well.
Did you not feel like we started a little bit high there?
I want you to start your pitch according to the age of the person. So if like an octogenarian called in, you'd be like, only dogs could hear the happy birthday.
Maybe.
Tracy says, happy birthday, Cheryl.
happy birthday, Cheryl.
Me and Elsie are ready. Louise says, morning from Australia. That's going on the list.
Ooh. Morning. That's big. Oh, did I say we're doing Australia by state?
I don't know.
Oh, are we doing Australia?
I don't know.
I think we should just do all Australia.
Australia must have already been on the list anyway, because we've had several people in the past. But also, just so that you know, someone from Switzerland got in touch this week as well, so we've got Switzerland down there also.
Switzerland, and
they've done some of these.
They've donated Chris some is holding granny, up squares, granny squares, and I am going to talk granny squares later in the show.
Right, well,
got a jingle for it. Now.
We're going through this quite slowly, so I'm just going to rattle off a few. I won't get through everyone, I'm afraid today. But we've also got in the chat, we have Anna, 13 days till our first trip,
ooh,
and then we've got Ed and Jimmy with the pink hand, and Wits Wanderlust is here, as is. Who is Nate? We've got Kerry and Mel and Lisa and Jen and Tracy and Bonnie and Tanya. And we've got loads of other people as well, but we can't get around to everyone. Oh, no, we can. There's only a few left. We've got Alex and Sarah and dedicated to DLP in the house. And I believe that's it.
Wow.
If I've missed anyone, do let me know.
There's lots of people.
I didn't do it on purpose. I tried to get everybody. I think I'll get everyone.
You're pointing.
I'm going you, and you.
Did I get Mel and Kerry? Maybe I didn't, but I did at least once. Right.
Okay. This has been craziness. Should we do a bit of news?
Yes.
Let's do a bit of news.
It's time to let go.
It's time.
No. Let go. I really try hard with my puns, but I couldn't do it today. I knew I wanted to get Lego in there. Basically, it's the 10-year anniversary of the Lego store in the Disney Village.
Can you get to it with all the middle of the road being dug up?
Hey, that's the third bit of news. No, that first bit of news? That's the first bit of news. We'll get to that. So, but to celebrate 10 years of the Lego Star, they've got a big figure out front.
Ooh.
Showing you how to get in, because as you've just said, it's covered in construction walls and you can't quite find the entrance at the moment. There was 250 goodie bags given out to the first 250 people to go into the Star.
What was in them?
I don't know.
Little birthday cakes. Little Lego birthday cakes.
No.
Is that
incorrect.
Not what that is? Oh, that was, I saw those. I was guessing.
No, that was them. Like an activity station that you could do for free. You could build your own Lego birthday cake. And then I think it was just free, so we're giving away. That's amazing. Unless only you're building it and then you had to leave it.
It was Lego castles. Mm. The first 250 people who went in got a Lego Disney castle, the big one.
What? There's character appearances.
Ooh, Lego character
appearances. Lego character appearances.
Ninjago.
Yep. And decorations, big number 10, a wish star and things like that. But I like stuff like that. Yeah. I would have been very excited to get a 250 goodie bag.
It's a good Lego store as well, though, isn't it? Like,
it is.
Because it's a bit more open and like accessible than a lot of them are. I like that Lego store.
My favourite memory of that Lego store is the guy I sit next to at work was going to Disneyland Paris with his girlfriend at the same time as us. And we hadn't seen him the whole time. Yet we went into the village. And for some reason, I just expected that that's where I'd bump into him.
Mm.
So when I did bump into him, I was just like, all right. Because I just expected that's where he'd be. Not because he loves Lego. Just in my mind, I thought, I better see him in the village. And I did. So I was like, you're right. And then we said hello. And then they basically just left. We didn't go for a milkshake or anything.
No.
I was like, right, I'll see you back at work on Monday.
He was a very unlikely Disney visitor as well, wasn't he?
He's the person who thought that, what ride? Oh, he thought Casey Jr. was too fast.
Yeah.
Which if you haven't been, it isn't. It's like a kiddie coaster.
It's a bit shocking when it breaks at the end, though, isn't it?
It's a bit... I mean, it is fast and it's vaguely thrilling, isn't it?
It tilts about 10 degrees as well.
But that was too much for a fully grown man in his 30s. And they went into the studios first and he thought that that was the main park. And he thought, well, this isn't how I imagined it.
We've all done it.
I think they need to put something in place to protect against that, because the disappointment is palpable. Even...
Should there be a big sign that says... Paris's second best Disney park.
Yeah.
I reckon they need the little worms from Labyrinth telling you not to go there.
Oh, we didn't want to go that way. We've gone that way. They've gone straight to those studios.
Come on in, meet their wife.
Let's
talk about the studios.
Because as like Trump, Disney have decided to build the wall.
Build the wall.
And get Mexico to pay for it. I don't think Mexico are paying for these walls, but there's lots of them. So
the Mexico part in Small World is paying for it.
Yeah. In ponchos.
Dad, what are you two on about?
I don't know. So I don't usually put construction on the news and put like ride closures and stuff like that, because it's constant. Like this is a constant thing at Disney. And if I start... Don't. If I start listing every single ride and thing that's not going down, it'll just take forever and it won't work. However, at the moment, the news is simply that there are construction walls everywhere. Mm-hmm. To the point where I think it's a bit of a public service announcement for anyone going in the next few weeks. Now, when I say everywhere, what I mean is the village and the plaza going through the Disney Village and in Walt Disney Studios Park. You find pretty much in the main park, you find in Fantasia Gardens and all that kind of thing, but it is going to affect your holiday. So it's the put. Go on, Chris.
Have they reduced capacity to deal with this?
No.
Is it not getting to the point where you're kind of looking at it and thinking, did they maybe ought to just shut the park until the Frozen stuff's sorted? Because it just seems to be a little bit depressing.
Yeah. It's
and Studio One's still got to close yet.
Yeah. Mm. Where's shut at the moment is kind of the corridor that goes down Hollywood Boulevard. And if you know that, as you come out of Studio One where the partner statues is, you look straight ahead of you. There's like this fake street and it's got forced perspective to make it look like tower blocks and to make it look longer, but it isn't. It's cardboard flats that do that. And I think they've basically cordoned off all that section, and the rumour mill is that they're going to remove all those cardboard things, and then that is where the entrance to the boulevard that goes down to the lake is going to be. So you've got this big chunk there. Now, once you turn right and you turn left and you're outside of that, I think the studios is still quite aesthetic and okay, but it's the initial impact.
I suppose, though, that impact was had changed a bit anyway when the car's road trip thing entrance all moved to the side, and because it's been shot off down the bottom there for a while anyway, hasn't it? So it's only getting rid of the closer stuff, I guess.
Mm. Now, exciting with the car's road trip, though, is you can now see the restaurant on the lake rising up above the wall near the tram tour. So that is like... I don't know, that really caught my attention by how close it is to stuff we're currently going on. Because of the way that the concept art was, it's like, this is the bit you know, and then way down there is going to be the new bit. Mm-hmm. But when it starts to literally loom over things that are currently in
operation... They're not as bothered about sight lines as they used to be, are they?
No.
You know, you shouldn't be able to see lands from other lands. I mean, I know it's unavoidable with some things, but it just seems to be less of an issue now, doesn't it?
I suppose there was stuff up where Avengers Campus eventually ended. It wasn't there for a long time going up that side there, whilst Rock and Roller Coaster was still open.
Mm.
You could still go up that side, and all the bit where Armageddon was all boarded up for ages.
Yeah. And to be fair to Disney, they do the best with the boards. They theme the boards, so they've got an Art Deco thing going on, so it fits with the 1920s thing. They also put interesting images and concept art and things for you to look at on the boards. I'm not as bothered about Walt Disney Studios because I'm excited about what's coming next. The Village is a pain in the bum bum because that's not really ruining anything that was beautiful. It is just getting in the way. It is causing bottlenecks. It's the keeping all the shops open, but the front of the shops are all boarded off because of the way that they're doing the construction.
Presumably they're resurfacing the ground. Is that what they're doing? So it won't be too long before it's back open.
Also, like, renovating some buildings affects other buildings and so on and so forth. So, like, the World of Disney is still open, but you've got to kind of go between two boards and follow a sign and worm your way in, and then all along the front where... Planet Hollywood used to be is on both sides at that point. And it's just causing a pain. Now, thing is, if there's anyone here who's going for the first time going, oh no, this construction wall's going to have a rubbish time, you're not. The Village is designed to be walked through. You get out of your gorgeous hotel in the morning and you walk towards the castle.
Yeah.
And it just so happens the bit that you walk through has got some annoying boards that get in the way and cause a bit of traffic. But as soon as you break through that, everything's normal, you're going to have a fantastic time. It is just a pain in the bum, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But there's always boards up somewhere, really, isn't there? There's always something going on, and that's kind of good because it just shows the continuous evolution. Let's be positive about it.
Walt says it's not a museum.
Yeah.
That also takes me on to the third and final piece of news.
Ooh.
We've rattled through quick today, haven't we?
Oh, gosh.
No. And it's board related. But there's also boards surrounding Monsters, Inc. Scream Factory. And I read on DLP Works on Twitter that a permit suggests it's going to be demolished and turned into a green space, which I'm a bit upset about.
Scream space.
Scream space.
Only one of them works, though, doesn't it?
I don't think any of them were meant to work, were they?
Yeah, we haven't been there since like our first trip with Bonnie, and we took pictures there, but then she, like, we just don't visit that little bit. It's just a little bit where you go and you scream.
It's a nice little something photo opportunity as well, isn't it? It's quite a nice little place.
But if you walk past, you can just hear screaming, and it's quite unsettling.
Going,
screaming their heads off.
This is the thing. It's these little details and these attractions that don't add to capacity or add revenue or anything like that that Disney are so quick to just get rid of. It might cause a maintenance problem. It's caused a bit of a maintenance problem. Let's just get rid of it. It's more money than it's worth. And you can't show anywhere on a spreadsheet why you should keep it.
But it's meeting places rather than anything else, isn't it? It's somewhere you go, we'll see you by there.
It's just, it adds atmosphere, it adds detail. We've got some great pictures there. We've got a great bit of video there. It was so cute when Bonnie was like 2 and dressed as Boo. We had a little photo taken there, and it's a good meet and greet location. And I think
did a full Disney bound, the three of us.
Yeah. I always say I trust Disney, and what they do next might be just as spectacular. I don't know. This green space might have a playground in it, or it might have benches that we can rest on, or it might be a really themed green area. I don't know.
It might just be vending machines so they can make more money. But a row of vending machines.
Right now, my instinct is, aw.
Yeah, it's a shame that, isn't it?
On the other hand, they are going to close Studio One, and it's kind of attached to it. It's kind of an annex of it, isn't it? So maybe it was
necessary.
Inevitable, yes.
Yeah. Which Wanderlust says, a playground would be amazing. Yeah, because there's one. There's two. There's the Pirate One.
Pirate One and Pocahontas, but they're both in the main park.
Well, yeah, it's not called... Yeah, what's it called? There's just the Frontier...
Frontierland
play area or something. Yeah. But everyone calls it the Pocahontas Park.
It used to be called Pocahontas Indian Village, but they might have renamed it for...
sensitivity reasons.
Perhaps. And then me bringing it back up.
So, yeah, a little play area in the studios wouldn't go amiss, would it?
No. It'd be welcome.
And it'd be good if it was still Monsters, Monsters Inc. themed.
Probably make more sense for it to be in the London Park.
Pipes and doors.
Great if it was Monsters, Inc. themed. Yeah, it would make sense in the London bit. This is one of those things as well. People without kids would never talk about this or think about it like, oh, we need another playground. But honestly, those playgrounds have been a lifesaver for us so many times, particularly when, well, even when it's just the three of us with Bonnie, but particularly when we go with another family and stuff, and just to let the kids have a play together. It's, yeah.
It's somewhere that I can sit on those little sawn off logs that they make a fence out of and have a mango whip. Do you remember a mango whip?
Mango whip, say.
Speaking of which,
ooh.
You thirsty?
Yeah.
Hey, ole, it's your time. All together. In your tiki 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 cup. In your tiki 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 cup. Well, you made yourself a beverage. I'll drink it up from your tiki 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 cup.
Imagine my surprise in Home Bargains yesterday. We've probably mentioned this on the show. Someone in the chat's probably told us about it already. In fact, I think they might have done. But imagine my surprise to see the words Tango Mango.
Tango Mango.
So I bought four because they were two for a pound. I'd have bought more than four, but I didn't have room in my bag. And then I thought, well, you know, that's fine. But then the added bonus is that they're sugar-free. Anyway, so we're having Tango Mango today. Hashtag not sponsored.
Do you know every time
Lucy doesn't like mango, but do you want a Tango Mango?
Do it.
Yes.
Look at it. Like, it's weird how it's the official flavour of the show. And it seems to be a real thing these days. Mangoes, like, have we started, like, growing them in the UK or something for cheap? Because mangoes, like, well, I'm saying it's everywhere. There's Mango Pepsi and there's Mango Tango.
Sorry, you mean Pepsi Max Mango?
Pepsi Max Mango.
Every time I have a Pepsi Max Mango, I sing Papa Loves Mambo.
I do.
Pepsi Max Mango.
Lucas
is now obsessed with dry mango. We've started eating a lot of that recently. Well, I have, and he decided he wanted to try some, and he very much enjoyed it.
I like a bit of dry mango. Anyway. So, I hope you're enjoying a drink out there too.
It's a mangoey colour.
It is actually very, yeah, it's probably all like colouring, but...
but no sugar.
I'll go with it. Chris takes a taste. What's he think?
That's very pleasant. That's really good. Do you know, it'd go really well with that spiced rum, 0% spiced rum. But I say that about every drink every week at the moment.
Put that in everything. I do love mango.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Bring back the mango whip.
Oh.
Ooh. Did we mention the fact that Mustafa Bites have gone?
Mustafa Bites. I don't know if we did or not.
It was on, I think, Sam for God.
I think maybe we mentioned that on that show with just the two of us the other week.
Did we?
I remember someone bringing it up in the chat.
Because Sam for God did an Insta story about it. Sam for God. Yeah, like this tiny show needs to advertise. I'm like, yeah, if you don't know who that is, everyone knows who Sam for God is. Yeah. Apparently, they were so popular. This is so weird. They were so popular that the machine kept breaking and they just couldn't keep up with the demand, so they've had to get rid of them. For now, at least. I don't know if they're coming back.
Rather than getting more machines and selling them more than one place.
But do you know when Chandler and Monica are looking around the house and someone's looking, also looking around. Well, they're looking around the house next door to the one they're going to buy, and someone's upstairs looking around and comes downstairs, and it's Janice. And by that point, when she says, "Oh my God," Chandler doesn't react. He just looks off and he goes, "Sure." That was my reaction to Mustafa Bites, because it's like, we go there hoping for a Boba Fett biscuit every time, and they don't have it. And Mustafa Bites are a worthy, like, substitute for the missing Boba Fett biscuit. And now that's gone too. And I loved them. I just think it's a curse that follows me around. Anything I like goes.
But mango is on the rise at the moment. So, and you like mango. So all these different drinks. It's
not in the parks, though. No. They took away the mango whip, which was better than a pineapple whip. I'm sorry. It was.
I've not had a mango whip, so I couldn't possibly comment.
Anyway, that was mango talk. Now what?
Now what?
Bonnie says, what?
We don't have any...
Well, I do, because I've got Mercedes.
Ah, I was going to say, we don't have any trip reports this week, so we're going to play a quick fire game of Would You Rather and answer any questions in the chat. I have had some questions in the chat, which is, I love your cardigan, where's it from?
Oh, yeah.
And the answer is Primark.
It's a Mickey Mouse, and it says 28. It's like a college style.
Oh, I like the Mickey on the pocket as well.
What would you call it? College, American varsity style?
Varsity cardigan.
Varsity.
Is that what it's actually called?
Yes.
Okay. What's a boyfriend? What is it? A boyfriend hoodie?
A boyfriend is a
jacket.
Boy that's more than just a
boyfriend.
A boyfriend
jacket.
What is it?
A Letterman jacket.
No, there's like a boyfriend thing.
Don't know.
Like an oversized sweater or something that ladies wear.
Primark have started selling shoulder buddies, haven't they?
Have you seen them? Have they?
Have you seen those? Yeah. You get your magnetic
can't
shoulder buddies.
I have anything special, though. I know that I shouldn't moan about stuff, but there's things that are kind of exclusive and niche and collectible, and then they end up in Primark. Wishables are in Primark now.
And the other thing, Stitch has started doing meet and greets again. In Fantasyland, apparently.
Around by the old mill, is it?
Gareth on our Facebook group was saying, look, I've had enough, and I'm cancelling my trip, because Stitch isn't meeting, and there was another reason or two. Hollywood Studios, you know, stuff going on there, construction. And he said, right, I'm not going anymore. And someone did say that Stitch, let's credit them, because it was on our Facebook group, Disneyland Paris Show Facebook group. And so I'll bring that up, but it'll take me a second, so I'll keep talking.
Okay.
It's probably a share of a DLP report article.
Gareth said on our group, decided against Paris, really disappointed. Stitch is no longer doing meets, so the fact that the studios is essentially a building site. And Sarah said, Stitch was out meeting people up by Alice and Wonderland Windmill today, according to another group. Another group?
Yes, I think it might have been Disneyland Paris Advice, just to credit them on Facebook. But if it wasn't them, then...
We love other groups.
Take that credit away and give it to whoever it was.
Dedicated to DLP in the Jesus today.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
I also have a question about DVC from the Facebook thing. Shall I answer that here?
You could do, and then we could summarise and give a response as well.
Oh, I will just quickly say, because sometimes the comments get put in the wrong order. Also, Laura and Ingrid pointed out that Stitch was there. Just in case one of them was first, because they all just say one day.
It's, it all happened very
much at
the same time.
Got to be fair, got to be fair.
And I have a trip report from Mercedes as well.
So, oh, lovely.
So tell me, it's a short one.
Super duper. I'll quickly talk about this DVC point thing.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't have who it was. I have her profile picture.
It's in the messages.
I don't know who it is.
I can tell you.
So she said, hey guys, quick question. Did you rent DVC points before becoming members? Looking at a Walt Disney World trip next year and a bit nervous about renting points.
Charlotte Prendeville.
Would feel better if somebody I knew. She put new in inverted commas. You know her, Charlotte. It's fine. Had a positive experience with it. The answer is we didn't rent them. Our kind of origin story with DVC is that we bought them during lockdown when one of our trips was cancelled and we got the money back from the trip and thought, should we book another trip or just become DVC members? So there wasn't kind of that transfer period that you've got now where you're trying to decide whether to or not. We did it when the parks weren't even open. But we have since rented out our points. So I am able to kind of verify how it works and that it is kosher. We used David's DVC rental. And I just said, I've got 35 points I need to get rid of. And he got back to me and said, we've got a guy in California.
David himself?
A guy from David's. No, okay. I don't think it was David himself. We've got a guy in California who wants to spend two nights at Animal Kingdom Lodge and it's 45 points. Do you have enough points for that? And I went, okay. And he went, right, what you need to do is book that under his name. Here are his details. And I went, okay. And I did that. And then they billed whoever the guy was and then sent me the money. And it was really, really easy. I don't know from their end what protection you get, but they are an extremely reputable company that have been doing this for over a decade. And it's the most famous company, as far as I know, that do this kind of thing. And they just do it day in and day out. So there's no kind of dodginess to do with it. I do know it's a fantastic way of saving 50% or more on deluxe hotels. I'll say an even better way is to actually buy DVC. We don't regret it for a second, do we?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I've just replied to Charlotte Prendeville as you said that and explained exactly what you just said and said, tune in and listen to the show at 30 minutes and you'll find out about it. So thank you for that question, Charlotte. Thank you.
Emily said, can we see the Monsters, Inc. Disney bound? Now, listeners, I will put this on our Instagram under the hashtag, because I'm not so much with the Twitter these days, I'll be honest with you. I've not been on it for 2 weeks. I'll put it on Instagram under the hashtag 37 Disney Street Monsters. So you can see it on there. And for people on the live show now, I'll just get it up on my phone and hold it up to the camera in just a moment.
Right, do you want to be doing that trip report while he gets that ready?
Shall I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Audience trip roundup.
I found it. Does that ruin things? I'll hold it up to the camera.
I think I can do a close-up
camera. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah,
it
didn't work.
It's also got a green.
No, is the green going to mess it up?
Yeah, because you're wearing green. There you go. Imagine the bits that are transparent are green. Yeah, there we are.
Can't see cute Bonnie.
That wasn't so easy to see. But
still,
yeah.
Still go check on, it out on the Twitter, on the X.
No,
put it on
no.
the Facebook group.
No, I'm putting it on Instagram.
Oh, on Instagram.
Guys.
Instagram.
As I said, and look how thin I am. Look at that.
Core blimey, you.
Look fantastic. Right.
Audience trip round up. Just because you're
still. This comes from Mercedes from Chat Disney, and this was sent on the 14th of February, so a little while ago. On X, trip report. In Disneyland Hotel, where dreams take flight, luxury greeted us. What a sight. Yes, it's a poem. Bellboy swooped in like vultures keen, snatching bags efficient and clean. Mum teary-eyed in the lobby she wept, overflowing with joy her heart leapt. Room not ready, but no need to fret. Off to Disneyland, our spirits set. Pirates of the Caribbean, our first endeavour, with our baby boy, a bond to sever. Parades and rides, a magical spree in the land of dreams for you and me. Back to the hotel for a royal meet. But a nappy mishap, a slight defeat. Rooms finally ready as evening grew near. Beauty and the Beast and Frozen rooms spreading cheer. Back to the park under stars' bright gleam. Burritos for dinner, no drones to be seen. Day two dawned with royal flair. Cinderella's grace filled the air. Rides and baby swaps, adventures bold, in Disneyland Park, stories untold. Swimming and fireworks, an evening grand, yet drones in the sky had once again been banned. Brasserie Rosalie for dinner, a culinary delight. In magic's embrace, we dined tonight. Toiletries missing, a nail left behind. Housekeeping here is not so kind. Day three in the studios, with excitement ripe. Coasters and adventures, no time to gripe. Lunch with Mickey, Minnie and crew. But an oyster's curse left me feeling blue. Swimming once more under the sun's rays, as memories bloomed in every way. Fireworks, sans drones, surprise, surprise. McDonald's for dinner, burgers and fries. Brilliant. A final day with Snow White's grace. Princess encounters in this magical place. Checked out, bags packed, ready to roam. Pirates and lunch before heading home. Rain altered the new parade, a bittersweet sight. But in our hearts, Disneyland's light. With cherished memories, bid adieu to a land where dreams eternally renew. It's because I should have said adieu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Disneyland, the world of wonder.
I felt that going wrong as you said it. I thought,
Disneyland, a world of wonder and glee, forever in our hearts, where dreams roam free. And then she says, if you have any specific DLH questions, let me know. It really was chaotic on the 10th with those visitor passes. There you go.
Excellent. Mm. I saw on, you've set a bar there doing a poem. Have we had a poem before?
Don't think we have had a poem before.
I don't think we have. You've set a high bar there. Very good, Mercedes. Well done. I did see on your Insta stories that you'd gone to McDonald's.
And, burgers and fries.
I mean, I think it's like, I'd said on our trip report and on my video, there's just a bit where I say, don't do it, guys. You're better than that. Don't go there. So whenever I see someone does go there, I think, what, does my opinion mean nothing? And then I remember that it doesn't.
In people's defense who go to McDonald's, you know exactly what you're going to get. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes, particularly we struggle to feed Bonnie sometimes. She's a fussy monkey. And we also had our own McDonald's of shame in Japan when we'd come out of a really exotic Ryokan place where you were meant to roll your own sushi.
Proper traditional, out in like the hills outside of Kyoto.
So we were kneeling down at like...
I didn't eat for 24 hours.
Foot high tables, and there was like boiling broth and all these people were making sushi with chopsticks.
Tentacles for breakfast.
Literally tentacles for breakfast.
Not my thing really. So I didn't eat for 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then we went back to Kyoto and had a McDonald's as soon as we got there.
Yeah, I needed it. I know it sounds like we're just little Englander Philistines, but sometimes...
That was extreme.
Yeah, it was extreme.
There's nothing wrong with an occasional McDonald's. It's just that they're always disappointing.
No, and my issue wasn't, that I didn't like think people should go to McDonald's because, like as Lucy said, you know what you're getting, and that's what we needed. Bonnie needed some, just something quick and easy, something that we knew she'd eat. It was the fact that I must have been waiting for, was it half an hour or something? In like a pen? And they were just shouting out the numbers in French, so I had to quickly, like, I think my number was like 137 or something, so I was quickly like going through my GCSE French and just like getting the number ready in my mind, so when they shouted it out, you know, I could speed things along and be like, oh yes, that's me, Trant set or whatever.
Tanya says, I have a question about booking a DLP hotel. We would actually like to stay more nights than we go to the parks. So we'd like to go for 3 days, but 4 nights. Ooh. Do you have any experience with that? I'm not sure I would, from a financial point of view, recommend that.
Well, so when we went in August last year, originally we booked the Hotel Cheyenne for the night before and just booked the hotel. We did it through booking.com, I think. Mm. So you don't get the park tickets if you book through those sorts of places. But it was still 180 quid or something like that for the night. So, I mean, obviously it works out cheaper than booking it direct and getting the tickets and everything for four of us. But it is something you can do. Just expect to pay a bit more for it than maybe you would do for other hotels in the area, I guess.
Because to get 3 days, you only have to book 2 days as a package, don't you? So then you'd be booking 2 extra days.
If you're staying 2 nights, you get 3 days tickets, yeah.
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 So then you'd have to book 2 nights separate.
Mm-hmm.
Or you would just have to buy your own 3-day tickets and book 4 days separate, which I think would definitely work out. Very, very expensive. Probably wouldn't be the way to go.
Yeah, and also if you did do like we did when we booked through booking.com, obviously it's a completely separate booking to what you've booked as well. Now, when you get there, you can speak to them and they might be able to sort it out for you, but there's no guarantee.
You might have to change rooms,
yeah.
That's your option. We do the same. We use Expedia. Mm-hmm. But it's exactly the same process when we book Disney hotels when we have our annual passes. You can also call up for room only, I believe. Something to look into. If that's what you want to do, you will be paying to do it. You will end up with quite an expensive holiday, I think. The other option is to stay off site for the bookended nights. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd do.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Tanya says, the thing is, we get there in the evening, so we'd lose the first day anyway.
So that's why I would stay off site that first evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I'd highly recommend that. Just don't stay at the cheap campanile. Having done that, don't do it there. The other campanile's all right. Last time we stayed at Explorers, or one of those ones, Magic Castle Circus. It was called Magic Circus. It's called something else now, isn't it?
We've stayed at Ibis Budget. We've stayed at Magic Circus. We've stayed at...
Resid Home. I liked Resid Home.
Mm-hmm.
Stay somewhere a little bit further away as well if you want to. I mean, if you're travelling over at the time, there's nothing wrong with being an hour or so away. They're not going to make a huge difference to you getting in there, especially now your park tickets are on your app anyway, because you don't have to go and check in. When you get there, you can go straight to the party.
It depends if they're coming on Eurostar or flying.
Yeah. What I liked about Tanya's coming from Switzerland because Tanya is the person who sent in all those.
Oh, yay! Hi, Tanya. Squares.
Oh, you wanted to talk about that? That's a good segue, isn't it?
Yeah,
is that a good segue?
Right, let's talk about that.
It is. Although I was going to say about I like staying at Resid Home because we've been to Disneyland Paris 10 times or something, and I've never actually been into Paris. So. Staying there and being in Val d'Europe, you get a tiny little taste of actually being in France and not just in Disneyland. That's what I like about Florida, is if we can just get out for one day, maybe we haven't done this yet, but we're always going to the Outlet Village, but I'd like to go to, I know that I'd like, this is like people saying, oh, I want to go to an Asda, but I do want to go into I've been to a Target before, but I'd like to go into Target again, or you know, somewhere like that if we can sometime.
So, we're currently making these granny squares, crochet granny squares. We've been wanting to do a Disney crochet circle for ages because a lot of our 37 Disney Street friends are crocheters. And so, we've decided we're all going to do these Disney-themed crochet squares. And this one isn't going to show because it's green. Yes, yeah, so that's Mike Wazowski. And then I'm going to sew them together to do a charity blanket. A blanket to raise money for Dementia UK. So if anyone is interested in doing some Disney-themed crocheting, it's 15 centimetres by 15 centimetres. It doesn't have to be like really, really themed. That's Disney-themed, okay? Just a little bit more obscure than that. Or you can do something picture-related. Or you can just do a colour scheme like that that you can't see because it's got green on it. So you do that, and I will sew it together, and then we are going to auction it off for charity.
How many do you need?
As many as I can get, really. I worked out that sort of the minimum to get a decent blanket that would go over your knees would be like 42, I think.
Oof. And when do you want them by?
As soon as possible. It'll be ongoing until I get 42 plus.
Even if you have to make 32 yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to do a fair few myself. And I know there's people who are already on it. But Tanya has sent us some pictures of some beautiful ones. And she's going to post them to us. And
oh, I thought we were going to print them out and just put them in as paper next to the other ones. That was a joke. Susie's here in the chat, so hello to Susie. And voiceover guy says, only just tuned in. Good evening. Finally surprised my daughter. Oh, Chris is showing the, I'll get back to that in a second, Tanya's granny squares. So, what have we got there? We've got a bow.
We have.
A mini bow. A frozen
one. We have a frozen one. We have a mini bow. We have Beauty and the Beast rose. We have a Mirabelle Encanto-y butterfly thing.
Ah.
Lovely. So, with those, I believe that we've got 12 squares already. So 42 isn't as crazy as you'd think it is. If I do another 5 and, you know, some more people send them in. And
Tanya does another 30.
So get crocheting. 15 centimetres by 15 centimetres as close as you can to make life easy for me, if you would.
Mel says she can make more. Tanya said she's got a couple more planned as well.
I feel like it's something that Susie might be able to do. Susie?
Are you a crocheter, Susie?
Oh, she's got a... You know, a new child, so maybe not. Oh, Susie also says, don't stay at an F1 hotel.
Okay.
Is that where Sam for God stayed?
No, that was a famous brand. It was like a Travel Lodge or something, I'm sure.
It wasn't Travel Lodge.
No, it wasn't.
Holiday Inn, was it a Holiday Inn?
Oh, I can't remember. Voiceover guy did say, only just tuned in. Good evening. Finally surprised my daughter about Walt Disney World this morning. 88 days and counting.
That's awesome. So soon.
How did she take the news, Guy? That's what I want to know.
That's what we want to know.
Our countdown, I think, is 94 days. I'm going to check.
Ooh, 94 days. That is exciting. Tanya also mentioned, and quite rightly, she said that the some of the patterns that she's done, they were patterns that have come from other people, and she wanted to make sure that they were credited. So if you're using a pattern for it and you want to let us know who it is, then I reckon we can pull a pack together for whoever takes it as well, so that they know where they've come from and stuff. Because I think it'd be quite nice to credit everybody for the work that they've done as well on it.
That's lovely. It's 92 days. Bonnie has corrected me. 92 days till we go to
Oxford. Oh, I thought she was saying 92 squares we need to make. Voiceover guy says she was super excited as she thought we were going in 2025.
Nice.
Sneaky, I like it.
Yeah.
Right. Would you rather?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
There you go. That's the answer. Would you rather ride Pirates of the Caribbean with your eyes closed or It's a Small World with sound protecting ears things? Earplugs with earplugs in.
That's where'd you get that from?
My head.
That's a good one. It's really good because I thought, well, Pirates obviously because you've got the smells, the sounds, and then you've got two drops that you might not be quite expecting.
Also, when your eyes are closed, you can still see flashes of light and stuff as well. So you still get some sensory.
Does that count? Or does it have to be
with your eyes closed?
Does it have to be complete? Oh, yeah, okay. But then at the same time, a small world, you know, maybe you could concentrate more on the visuals with no sound. I'm not one of these small world song haters. I think it's kind of obvious to not like that song. You know what I mean?
Love that song. Yeah, I like that song.
You know, people go, oh, that song.
That song
stuck in my head all day.
Thing.
Oh, I hear it in my nightmares. Oh, come on. So that's hack.
For me, it's Pirates. And the reason is I quite like... When I was a student back in the day, I used to get the bus home at the end of the day, and I was always tired, so I'd shut my eyes on the bus and I'd know exactly where I was at any point on that journey home. Mm-hmm. And I quite liked that every now and again I'd open my eyes and see if I was right or not.
Yeah.
So the reason I choose Pirates is because actually I quite enjoy the idea of knowing it so well that I'd know where I was as I went around anyway and creating those pictures in my head myself. There you go. And trying to work out whether there's one box, two box, or three boxes with the cats. Have you ever noticed that it changes? Have you noticed this?
No.
Did I mention this when we went in August?
I don't think so.
So the first day we went, you know the bit I mean, don't you?
Yeah, with the cats on the boxes meowing at the start.
So the first day when we were there, there were three boxes there.
Mm.
For the whole of the rest of the trip, there were only two. And to the point where I thought, hang on, is this the Mandela effect? Is there something strange about this? I watched a video back. I watched two different videos back. One of them, there were three boxes there. The other one, there was only one. So there must have been like rises and falls or something, or they're taking them away.
It's hard to imagine that what could go wrong with a floating box with a cat on it where they'd have to keep taking it down for maintenance.
Yeah,
so, the swinging pirate and, the dueling pirates, I understand, but not cats on a box.
Really strange. Very, very strange.
You see, I think I would like to do Small World and just like, because I love the imagery in there, especially like the way the hills are layered up and just the way everything's layered out. I really like it. But I just think it'd be so much fun to do Pirates literally with your eyes closed just because of the drops and the splashes from that cannon and the smell of the rum.
Yeah.
So I think it would be Pirates. But it's a good one. What would you do?
I'm the question master. I don't have
Lisa,
to answer.
Lisa Chicken. Says Pirates, the dolls in silence might be a bit creepy. Can you imagine
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever...
With their one eye flickering.
Have you ever like watched... Do you know when like X Factor do like a song that they release, but all the contestants all sing along like they did Imagine or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And and it's really
We Could
like,
Be Heroes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they do We Could Be Heroes and it's really cringe. Have you ever watched one of those with the sound off? It's hilarious.
No, I haven't.
Do it.
Right, I've got another would you rather.
Go on then.
Would you rather...
Yes.
Go on Buzz Lightyear, but not play the game.
Okay.
Mm. Or go on Phantom Manor with the lights up and none of the effects working.
Oh.
I think that would spoil it.
I think it'd massively
Phantom
spoil
Phantom Manor. So I'd do Buzz and just enjoy the imagery because you're so like engaged with firing at things. You might not like really get to take it all in. So at least you could have a good look at the things you might normally miss.
I'm a big fan of stagecraft. So I think the fact that you get an opportunity to travel around that and get to see some of the functionality of it would make it worthwhile to me. So I think I'd pick Phantom Manor in that situation. Not that I don't like Buzz Lightyear. I mean, it's very in your face visually, isn't it?
Mm.
But there's nothing overly clever about it. And so if you're going around and not playing, I think it's a bit boring.
People in the chat are saying, oh, there's loads of people chipping in. Small World, Pirates, exactly, Sounds and Music, says Guy.
Mm.
Well, Guy just loves sound, though, doesn't he? Sound guy, voiceover guy. Tracy says, I've heard the theme tune enough to play it in my head. True. You could just do it in your head, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And it'd be good enough. Emily says, Pirates love the sounds and the smells too much. See, now Susie says she only thought there was one box with a cat on it.
There you go.
What else? Bonnie in the chat says Buzz. And Emily says, Buzz, we just love steering round.
Can we do something with these boxes, right? When you go to DLP,
we'll do
can
a graph.
You count how many boxes there are where the cat's at and just see if it changes?
What if someone sees five?
That'd be amazing. I'd love that, but I need to know. So I really want to know how many boxes there are and whether it fluctuates.
Okay, next would you rather question.
Mm.
You have been given an apprenticeship at Walt Disney Imagineering.
Oh, lucky me.
And because they're very willy-nilly with who they interest with projects and you are a new apprentice, they have given you either a parade float to design or a drone show to design. You can choose which one of those projects you work on.
Oh, drone show.
I think a drone show, but I'm thinking more not just the drone show itself, but like where it would be and why. I haven't got that far yet, but I just think it'd be good to go, I want to do one over here.
I'm just fascinated by the technology of it also. For me, it's straight in there with a drone show.
Okay. I'd be all over a parade float because I'd be choreographing it. You see?
I get that. I totally get that.
You see?
I just like that there's pyrotechnics with them as well now, isn't there, the drones? So the scope has widened and you could do some pretty cool stuff with them, I reckon. Maybe what about drones that are really, really low down and in the shape of a float, so they actually just travel down Main Street.
Joey, she said something. Is Joey, because I said he earlier, and I believe Joey is a lady.
True.
Joey says, I've been on Phantom Manor when it broke down and they had to turn the lights on to sort it out. It kills the magic, you see. So right. Confirmed, magic destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Depends what magic is to you, because if seeing what makes the magic happen is magic to you, then it's still magic, isn't it?
Mm.
Just saying.
Mm.
And that was it. Kerry says, I bought the Pride one. Oh, they're talking about something. What are we talking about here? I bought the Pride one full price. But my others had all been either secondhand, you know, in the Disney store sale. What is this? Is this something else?
Would you rather ride Space Mountain with
Spirit Jones
Harrison? Ford. I was going to say George Harrison. Harrison Ford.
So again, would we rather
ride Space Mountain with Harrison Ford or Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny Depp?
I mean, that's tricky because Harrison Ford would be like, yeah.
Hold on, kid. Well, that was something.
But then
you could get him to say punch it, Chewie, at the right moment, though, couldn't
punch
you?
Punch it, Chewie.
And then Johnny Depp. I don't know. I'm still
Huey, we're home.
Still a bit wary of Johnny Depp as a person.
Come on, that was kind of good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want him to leave a grumpy on the ride seat.
Hey, kid. No, you get in first.
Well, I suppose Johnny Depp. Is he in character?
Yes.
I suppose Johnny Depp would be.
But they have to take his animatronics out of it, because could he be there twice? Because that'd be really confusing, wouldn't it?
I'm going to do... You got to do Hyperspace Mountain with Han Solo, haven't you?
It's just worth it for Punch It, Chewie.
Punch
I'm
it,
afraid.
Punch It, Huey. I was too busy going... I was too busy thinking of things and going...
Huey, we're home.
Yeah, yeah.
Huey, okay. Huey, we're home. That's what I said about five times.
Yeah.
But I said it in a very quiet Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, you got to do it with. And I'd like to tell him I had a bad feeling about this.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would spend any time with Harrison Ford just and actually because of Shrinking, which is a show on Apple TV that he's in, and he's brilliant in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Joey says Harrison Ford because my hair looks like Chewie's when wild, so the picture would be epic.
Punch it, Joey.
Would you rather have to have unlimited ice cream? Well, let's put a limit on it. Let's say 5 ice creams and then go on Cars Quattro Rally.
Ooh.
or miss lunch and have to go on Route 66 5 times in a row.
Oh, so you're doing it hangrily.
You're either hangrily.
You're doing the worst ride, hungry.
You're either binge riding Route 66 hangry.
Oh, and you're getting
hangry.
Really hot as well from the heat every time you go through Catastrophe Canyon.
Or you are nauseous and you've either had an all-you-can-eat buffet and then you have to ride Cars Quattro Rally 5 times in a row.
That's more like it, because 5 ice creams would be fine.
Okay. So all you can eat buffet,
Crush's Coaster.
Cars Quattro Rally 5 times in a row, or no dinner and then Route 66.
Yeah, but Route 66 is ages long. You could do 5 trips on Cars. What's it called? Quattro Rally?
Yeah.
Has it always been called that?
Yeah.
Has it? I mean, you could do 5 of those in one tram tour. So at least you get it over with. I can't imagine being hungry and having to do that 5 times.
Like really hungry.
Oh, I couldn't imagine if I wasn't hungry.
And
you'd get off absolutely fuming.
To do it with Brookie as well at 3 p.m. hungry.
When he gets in his 3 p.m.
He does. He gets in a 3 p.m. mood.
And then also you probably get off and find that the nearest place had a long queue or was shut because it's the studios. So I'm not doing that at all.
The next place you could get food, if you got off that hungry, you'd done it 5 times and you finally have food, the next place you'd get to would be the Laughing Cow truck. Where they failed to give you your
I'd been waiting at the side and I walked up because I saw that I'm telling it again, guys. I'm doing all the hits. queued up, asked
here
for the thing. They
story.
Said wait to the side, and then they started serving the things I'd ordered to other people. I went, oh, excuse me, I ordered one of those, and they said yes, you have to queue up. And okay. I went, but I have been queuing up, and they eventually was like, okay then, here.
The distance between tellings of this story is getting shorter. I think it's 3 weeks maybe since last time.
I know most people have heard it, but there's the odd person who'll be like, you know, when we mention it, they'll go, what's that? So I have to tell it again.
I'm going to do one more, and while we do it and discuss it, I want people in the chat to come up with their own would you rathers for us, just to finish the show off.
Ooh.
A nice one, would you rather. Would you rather eat in the park and ride in the studios, or eat in the studios and ride in the park?
it's good.
Yeah,
it's good. credit to you.
What's more important to you, the food or the rides at this point?
Well,
I think in terms of right thrilling rides, there's more in studios, so I would eat in the main park.
The food's better in the main park as well.
And I'd ride because you've got Rock and Roller Coaster. You've got Flight Force, Tower of Terror, Crush's Coaster,
well.
Even Parachutes and RC Racer are all more thrilling.
Rat at Will.
Do you know what? There's some good rides there now. So yeah, yeah. I'd do it that way around. I'm not saying the rides are necessarily better, but I just think as a combination of things, I think I would do that.
Yeah. But you could just go and grab a pizza from the Stark Factory, and then you've got the whole of the rest of the park to play with. So you could go down that route, or even go to Pim Kitchen, which is a great restaurant to eat in.
Yeah.
Remy's
is decent. And then you've got a whole park to play with that doesn't have hoarding up everywhere at the moment, like it does at the moment in the studios. Ah, that's a really difficult one, that.
You're welcome.
I think I'd eat in the studios because there's too much stuff in the park I want to do.
Right, we've got some ones coming up in the chat, so these have to be quick fire, so it's just your gut instinct, okay? One night in the DLH Frozen Suite.
Who's this from?
Andrew Palmer. Or four nights at the cheapest room in the Marvel Hotel. Now, just to say, the Frozen Suite is this massive multi-room
$10,000
duplex
a night thing.
Yeah. So one night in the Frozen Suite or four nights in the cheapest room at Marvel Hotel.
Marvel. Straight away. No hesitation for me.
Hugh, quickfire.
Marvel.
I would go Frozen Suite because I think one day I will be able to afford to go cheapest running Marvel Hotel, but I will never be able to afford.
I would
to go
never take one day in Frozen Disney Suite over 4 days in Disney.
Yeah, well, that's what. Yeah, is this include, like, are we staying there for like a week and this just happens to be one night there and 4 nights here?
I
or
think
whatever?
This is someone else is paying for it, basically. If someone else was paying for it,
but then
I would go for the Frozen Suite.
How long are we there for in the park though?
We've been before. We've got annual passes. Nah. It's fine. Emily says, would you rather stay one night at DLH with all the expenses included or 5 nights at Cheyenne with premier access and all meals included?
Cheyenne.
Yeah. Cheyenne. In that instance, the DLH isn't quite getting what it expected to. That's answering my question. Joey said, would you rather have to try and eat a pineapple whip on Tower of Terror or Hyperspace Mountain?
Oh, I think it'd be so much fun to try and eat one on Tower of Terror. I think that'd be a right laugh.
Yeah, you could control it enough for it to be okay. I'm genuinely in a state of shock for the entire time I'm on Hyperspace Mountain.
It'd be gone in a loop, just, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd disappear. That's a fun question, though. We should try that out. Suck it and see. After a 3-course meal, would you rather ride Tower of Terror or Space Mountain?
Space Mountain.
Similar. Space Mountain after a 3-course meal, deaths. There's some people answering, some people asking.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I think everyone else is answering rather than asking. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
I like that.
And do you know what we're going to do on our Patreon show today?
What we're going to do on our Patreon
show
today?
We've got another Quizney Street, guys.
Quizney episode 2. Is it cumulative scores as well?
I didn't make notes of scores, so that's...
Do you know what? I was thinking about
4.5 to 2.5.
I was thinking about this today because you could... I think it should be cumulative scores because... I could win every one by 1 point and then you could win the last one by 10 points to my 0.
Yeah.
You know, what would be fair?
It's always been close, hasn't it? The last two series we did, we always went down to the last episode.
Cumulative points.
So it's 4.5 to 2.5 at the moment, I think.
Wow. That is bad.
We were pretty sucky last week, last time, weren't we?
Okay. Cool. Shall I scratch one country off before we say bye-bye?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it going to be?
Do it while we're saying goodbye.
Okay.
Today... Let's scratch off Scotland.
Okay, before I do Scotland, I'm going to say thank you all very much for listening. I've been Lucy, these have been the boys. Bye-bye.
Oh, by the way, Bonnie said question 10, so come and enjoy that.
Cool. See you in a few minutes if you can. If not, see you next week.